Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, and I'm so excited to be joined by Dan Rodriguez, Vice President of the Data Center Group and General Manager of the Network Compute Division. Welcome, Dan.
Great to be here with you in Barcelona, Allison.
So, Dan, I love having Chip Chats with you because I learned so much about the network. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your job scope at Intel and what you oversee in terms of network computing?
So essentially what I'm accountable for at Intel is really driving our network transformation vision, strategy, and product line across multiple networking markets, everything from enterprise networking to cable networks to, of course, we're here at Mobile World Congress of wireless networks. And I think that one of the things that I'm really excited about, and I see a lot of passion in the overall industry, is to really drive an end-to-end network that allows for really a series of compute pools to be able to run any network function and any service at any location in the network.
Now, within that charter, obviously, you are intimately engaged with our silicon portfolio for the network. And I think that what's impressive at this MWC is how much of that silicon portfolio is on display. Can you tell us about how we approach silicon development for network functions and how that may be a little bit different than how we would approach, for example, a traditional compute function in a data center?
Well, I think if you look at it at a high level, and first we've had a lot of exciting disclosures here at Mobile Congress around new products that are coming out that meet the needs of networking. And I think the way we approach it is that it kind of goes back to the end-to-end vision. We are designing a silicon platform that can really scale across multiple locations in the network. And to be able to do this successfully, you need to lead, of course, with our strong performance and flexible platform, which is, of course, Xeon Scalable Processor. But then you also need to have SoCs that can still provide a lot of performance density, but reduce the overall power footprint. And that's where our Xeon D comes in. And we've had some discussion this week on Hewitt Lake. In addition to that, we've also had a discussion around our new Snow Ridge processor, 10-nanometer SoC, that's really targeting the 5G RAN.
What has the industry's response been to these processors, and where do you see Hewitt Lake and Snow Ridge in particular engaging in terms of the different types of use cases?
So I think first, the things that customers really appreciate about our roadmap is the architectural consistency, because it allows them to scale their software really seamlessly from those different locations in the network and all the way down to the edge, cutting time to market as well as cutting R&D. With specifically with Hewitt Lake, customers believe it's a great product for different edge locations, everything from kind of universal CPEs to tight kind of routing and switching designs. And this is really due to the Xeon class performance you get, but in a much smaller power and area footprint. And then when you talk about Snow Ridge, this is a product that is well positioned for the 5G RAN. So we've seen a lot of interest and customer traction already on Snow Ridge. Ericsson and ZT, just to name a couple, have shown a lot of interest and a lot of collaboration with Intel on that product. But beyond the RAN, we do see a fit for it in broader kind of network edge type of applications.
Now, I'm glad you've been talking about the network edge, because I've seen you speak before about your vision for the edge and, in specific, the next generation central office. Why is this so transformational for comm service providers in terms of how they're managing that area of the network?
So when you think about NGCO and you think about the overall network becoming much more distributed in fashion, meaning that you're going to place computes and analytics much closer to the user, the idea with the next generation central office is that it enables service providers to really run their traditional networking workloads in a much more converged fashion. So you can run a mobile network, an enterprise network, and a residential network all with this mini data center, and then be able to, because you can pull the resources, you can have a lot of flexibility and dynamically reallocate compute resources just to run those network workloads. But then in addition to this, because you're standardizing on a general purpose compute platform, then when new services are created utilizing the underlying capabilities of 5G network, you can scale out those computes. And video is a great example of that. Mm-hmm. And there's all sorts of flavors of video, from streaming, transcoding, cloud gaming, that really cry out for the need to be placed much closer to the user to ensure you can deliver the right quality of experience. But then by doing this, it also helps the operators better manage their overall TCO.
There's been a lot of focus on video at Mobile World. Why is this space under such rapid innovation? And what is it that we're bringing to our Xeon Scalable platforms that will help fuel those experiences for consumers moving forward?
There's obviously a lot of interest in the different flavors of video. And there's innovation because there's demand. And if you look at what the compute platforms are enabling now, it's enabling, again, everything from these exciting cloud gaming experiences to more future products supporting all sorts of virtual and mixed reality. And what Intel brings to the table is Intel brings a compute platform, and we have our new Cascade Lake coming out here very shortly. That Cascade Lake plus the Optane persistent memory is very well adept for memory and storage intensive workloads. So it's well aligned to workloads such as CDN, as well as some of these more advanced media use cases. And on top of that, you combine that with the overall compute platform that supports NFVI or the network workloads, then all of a sudden you have a converged rack of servers that's capable of supporting both video as well as just the business of the network.
Now, I know that we've got a lot of our collaborations with partners on display at Mobile World this week. Can you tell me about some areas where you're very excited about the collaborations that we were able to achieve and how that will result in solutions in the market in the coming months?
So we talked earlier about next generation CO. So right at MWC, just downstairs, we have a very strong demonstration, and it's a commercially available solution from our partner Quanta. So this is a next generation CO that's been in partnership with Quanta, with Red Hat, with KGP, and several others to showcase how you can, again, converge multiple virtual network functions into a rack of servers or racks of servers and be able to scale out to computes. So I'm excited about that product offer from Quanta, and I believe it's going to have a lot of commercial success this year in 2019. In addition to this, we also have been partnering with Dell quite extensively on a concept called the Universal CP. The Universal CP is really a platform that's set to run all sorts of enterprise or managed enterprise functions, everything from WAN connectivity to firewall to intrusion prevention, and do it in a way that end users are able to really tap into an open ecosystem and run whatever ISV they so desire on that virtual network server.
Now, I know that our partners and operators are looking at being able to deliver different types of services at the edge. What do you see from the industry that's exciting there? And what would you say in terms of Intel's role in delivering the underlying foundation for the delivery of those kinds of new services?
So when you think about Intel's role at the highest level, we are all about delivering the right silicon and really about the right enabling software platform to enable you to run all sorts of services at various locations across the overall network. And I mentioned video earlier. I think video is a great example of a service that is somewhat well-defined today. Obviously, it's still growing and it's innovating, so we're still learning with the market. But there's a proven business model there where comm service providers as well as additional players in the ecosystem can drive economic value. There are other use cases that really are still in the exploration phases. And these use cases range from everything from industrial automation, making that more intelligent, use of 5G there, to retail, to smart stadium, as well as many V2X use cases in transportation. So when you think about those use cases, I wish I could sit here and tell you, Allison, that they're so well defined and we know exactly what the market's going to roll out 3 to 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. So our role is to provide this flexible compute platform with the right software layer so you can easily onboard all those applications and services that really have yet to be imagined today.
Well, I'm looking forward to coming back to MWC and seeing what the ecosystem does in terms of delivering these innovative services based on Intel architecture. Dan, it was a pleasure being with you today. One final question for you. If folks want to continue to talk to you or learn more about what we're doing in the network arena, where would you send them for more information and to engage with you?
I think the first step is to really reach out to Intel and partner with us in our Intel Network Builders program. It's a great program that has, I think, over 350 members today, all collaborating in the name of network transformation. So that would be the first place. And then I'd be, of course, happy to engage and partner with the overall industry and many customers out there.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Allison. It was a great talk.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.